Hi, I'm Gwenda of Shape Changer. I'm here today to talk to you about insomnia. You know, when you just can't sleep, or you go to sleep and you seem to be awake. You go to sleep and you seem to be awake. So you spend the night feeling as if you're awake, asleep, tossing and turning and kicking, and you can't get comfortable. Let's have a look at some reasons for that first, because when you understand the reason of what's causing you not to be able to sleep, then we can start to implement some easy steps to help you get a peaceful night's sleep. So some very topical issues that create sleep problems can be problems within a relationship, can be work stress, where the environment you're working in or not being happy in your workplace. Perhaps you have a new baby, and those of us that have been through that stage of our life, it's certainly very demanding, and you get very sleep deprived. So then when you have the opportunity to sleep, you find that you can't rest peacefully. Then there are things like grief and money worries. So any of those things that are happening in your life presently, or what you might feel is a stressful time that you're going through, these will be some of the causes for you not to be able to sleep. So what I'd like to offer you today is some easy steps for you to be able to at least get and start to get some good, solid, restful sleep for yourself. One of the things I would ask you not to do at least an hour before you go to bed is get into any kind of deep emotional or even mentally challenging conversations. So you want to set the mind to a place where it's getting ready for sleep and also the body. So that means that you would want to be relaxed. One way to be relaxed before you're going to bed is to make sure that you have a lovely long bath or a lovely shower. Both of these things bring the body to a state of relaxation, and it makes it easier for you to get ready for sleep. Make sure that your bed is comfortable, your pillow is comfortable. These things play a big role in you being able to sleep. They may sound very simple, but so many people don't realize that perhaps their mattress needs changing or their pillow needs changing. So have a look at these things. Then there is how you have finished your evening. So I would ask you not to be on screens of any description at least an hour before you go to bed. Prepping yourself with some breath work before you go into bed. So again, you're prepping the body to be calm. You're calming the mind. And in a lot of ways, you're getting the mind to be restful instead of it going around in circles with things that perhaps you wanted to do or should have done during the day. So making sure that you're rested body and mind, taking away stimulation. Sometimes having a hot drink before you go to bed can help. Now, that doesn't work for everybody, so that's something that you could try and see how it works for you. And if it is something that's good, go ahead and have a hot drink, but at least 20 to 30 minutes before you go to bed. Then make sure that if you have to be up at a certain time, you have the alarm well set so that you don't have to think about, have I done that right? Is it going to work? Anything that you may find buzzing around in your mind, write it down. And again, that might sound like a simple thing, but it works. So writing these things down, and then tuck up into bed and have a lovely sleep. So I'm Gwenda from Shape Changer, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Bye for now.